From the L to the O, to the B, to the E, with a guy with a girl and a girl.
Yes, welcome to the Game Manx Podcast. This is the official game podcast of BrooklynKing.com. This is episode 211. Today is October 6, 2013. And I'm your host, Brooklyn, coming to you live from ATL, USA. And I have, last but certainly not least, Chauncey True Talent.
The crowd goes wild.
The winner.
Chauncey True Talent. So, you know, I was just about to tell you about this story that just happened like yesterday. No, Friday night or whatever. Today's Sunday, but. So I'm just playing this song, right? And this song is, a classic song, right? So, yo, this weekend in Atlanta, they had this hip-hop festival called AC3 or whatever, right? And it's just like one of this, you know, all around the city, they've been having, like, hip-hop panels and hip-hop events and shows and stuff. So, Friday night, I was trying to get up with my homeboy or whatever, because there's a spot by my house that has like $5 Hennies. So you could basically get Hennies for $5, which is awesome.
Wait a minute. $5 Henny.
$5 Hennies.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I will be at that place all day.
That's what I'm saying. And the people there are mad cool. You know, cute ladies work there. They're really nice. It's cool, right? It's a seafood spot or whatever. Anyway, so we met up to go there, and I don't remember how I found out, but like I saw an email, and my email was like, yo, there's a live taping of the Combat Jack show in Atlanta at this other spot. And I don't know if you know, familiar or anybody listening is, but it's this podcast. And it's a really dope podcast. It's actually one of my favorite podcasts right now. And it's basically, you know, I think I've mentioned it on here before, but it's like they got a dude that's a blogger, hip hop blogger. They got Dallas Penn, they got Combat Jack, who was a entertainment lawyer in the business for a long time, like did Jay-Z deal and like back in the day, and a bunch of other rappers like Nori and all these other people. Anyway, so they have this podcast, and it's dope because the podcast, they all have like dope guests, like they all have like Big Daddy Kane or Raekwon or RZA. They had the RZA on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have, like, people you don't see interviewed a lot. So I would highly recommend the podcast. So anyway, so this is a story. So they was having a live taping of the podcast with Bun B. And I know my homeboy is from Atlanta. He's, like, a huge UGK fan. Like, yo, he put me on the UGK way back in the day, like, 10 years ago. So we were drinking Henny's, and I was like, yo, we could go, you know, not too far and go to check out this live taping of the show or whatever. And he was like, yo, let's go, right? So we go to the live taping, and it was dope. Like, yo, Bun B was dropping knowledge about life and the business and shit. It was dope. Like, dude is really smart. But, and then it also, the dude from De La Soul was there. The DJ, what's his name? Maceo or whatever was there. And they were talking about hip-hop and stuff. So that shit was over. Me and my homeboy bounced. And, you know, they have the street blocked off and all that. So we just walking down the street. We go into this, there's a place called Joystick on that same street. It's Edgewood. And basically Joystick is like a a bar, right? But they have all vintage arcade games in there, right? So they have they have Street Fighter Champion Edition. They have Miss Pac-Man. They have Bad Dudes. They have Turtles in Time, the Turtles arcade game. They have like all of the old shit, RoboCop.
A quarter piece?
It's a quarter. It is a quarter. And they have a full bar, so you could buy liquor and beer or whatever, burgers. It's a pretty dope spot, but it's in the cut.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my homeboy go there, we get a drink, we chilling and shit. And we looking at these two chicks and we trying to decide if they gay or not or whatever. Like, yo, are they a couple? Right. So we like try to figure it out. And then we turn around. Or I turn around and then this dude is there standing there. Like these three dudes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the dude, it's funny because the dude looked at us like, yo, yo, what up, what up? Right. It gives us dap or whatever. And we like, yo, who is this dude? Like, because, you know, like, if somebody gives you dap.
Yeah, they know you.
Well, no, either they know you or it's like it's usually some funny shit. Like, if somebody you don't know starts giving you dap all enthusiastically, typically it's some bullshit going to follow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at this dude like, yo, like, what the fuck is this dude, right? So he's like, yo, yeah, you know me, right? Whatever, whatever. We like, yeah, no. Like, yo. Basically, this is what happened. So then I looked at him and I was like, yo, you look mad familiar. And he was like, he looked at his homeboy and was like, yo, this is Davey D, right? And I was like, ah, yo, what up? You know, who, you know, is somebody in hip hop, but it's not like it's a face that you would really know.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yo, what up to Davey D, gave him a pound. And then the dude who was in question was like, yo, you don't know who I am. And I was like, I just did the pause, like, yo, you look mad familiar, yo, you look mad familiar. He got upset. I saw his face crumple, like, and he looked mad familiar, and you know what I said under my breath? Yo, he looked like the dude from Houdini.
Are you serious?
I said it under my breath, like, yo, is this the dude from Houdini? And I didn't want to say it out loud, because if I was wrong, that might have been, you know,
the biggest disrespect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I was just like, ah, oh, dude, it's on. I'm usually like ace with this, but I was already like five drinks in, right? Because remember, we had Henny's, then we came to the other spot, and I'm like four drinks in. So he got upset, man. He got on the phone and was like, yo, he was on the phone like, yo, they don't know who I am. And I was like, yo. I felt so bad, dude. I felt so bad. So I was like, yo, man, honestly, dude, like, you look so familiar to me right now, but I can't place it. He got upset, and then he had a Brooklyn shirt on. And I was like, yo, I'm from Brooklyn. He was like, nigga, you're from Brooklyn. What part of Brooklyn you from? Right? So I started hitting him with the streets. And he was like, oh, okay. I think that made it even worse, right?
Oh, when you say you knew he was
right, because right, then he's like, damn, you from my hometown? You don't even remember me? Oh, dude, that made it even worse. So I was just like, yo, man, let's bounce, man. So we bounce. We go up the street a little bit, and we come back past the place, and I see the dude Davey D outside smoking a cigarette or whatever. And I went up to him and I was like, yo, peace, whatever. I was like, yo, you know your man in there, like, is he from Houdini? Cause I was like, yo, I didn't want to like say the wrong thing and make him and disrespect him or nothing. So, but I think that's the dude from Houdini. He was like, yeah, yo, that's the DJ from Houdini, whatever. And I was like, oh, I knew it, but I didn't want to like say the wrong thing. And he was like, nah, you know, it's all good, whatever. So I bounced, and I was just like, oh man, I feel so bad about it, because I like probably ruined his whole night. Like, yeah, yo, but yo, and it's fucked because Houdini is such a classic group. Like,
man, that's. I don't even know how to say it. What to say?
Yeah, that shit was pretty nuts. Like, but yeah, there was a couple like people around and walking around and shit and all that stuff. But one of the bartenders after that, when we went to go get more drinks, was like, "Yo, man, you shouldn't feel bad because dude should. I mean, come on, he's not dropping music no more. Like, you know." He shouldn't have been True. Coming at you like you knew, of course, you knew who he was. Like, what type of shit is that?
That's true, like, that's true. And plus, man, that's a big time era, you know? Like, from, like, you know, we're real close in similar age. But
yeah,
he was there doing it around the time when we were still trying to figure out, can I stand up and walk
right, like,
by myself?
Sesame Street.
Yeah.
And yeah, honestly, like, I know of that type of shit because my older brother and my cousins used to listen to it and shit and watch the videos and shit. But yeah, so that shit was kind of funny, man. But definitely listen to that podcast, the Combat Jack one, because they got Bun B on there and he was kicking a lot of dope. He was kicking a lot of shit about, like, life and shit. And, like, it was pretty dope. But anyway, none of that got nothing to do with games. And I didn't even have any quarters to play Street Fighter. That was wow. The bullshit. But I'm going to go back, though, definitely, and play some Champion Edition.
That's pretty cool. There's a bar / arcade that, where I'm from, where in Grand Rapids. And it was crazy because, like, I went there. I forgot what the name of the place is called now. Like, my uncle bought this book, right? He got me this book. And it was about video games in general. And it was talking about, like, how games from... It was all the way up to the Nintendo 64, PlayStation 1 era. And it goes from the arcade games into the now. And it was crazy. It's called Stella's Lounge. That's what it's called. It's crazy that the guy who wrote the book owns the lounge. He owns the place. And he wrote the book dedicated to his brother. And his brother's in the Guinness Book of World Records for Twin Galaxy Arcade. Records for breaking records in video games. But it was like, you know, like, you like, I've not seen him, but, you know, it was like, I was like, yo, that's not the dude, you know? And then, like, I find out that was the dude. I was like, yo, man, I wish I would. It's like, yo, I got the book that you wrote. I didn't even know, you know, can I get, like, I seen it on Facebook. Like, he sent, like, an invite for, like, a Street Fighter tournament. And, like, I said, yo, can you sign this book and everything? And he was like, I don't even live in the city no more. I was like, are you serious?
Wow.
But, you know, I had a similar incident like that. And, like, Stella's Lounge, like, when it first opened up, it was the arcade machine was kept up perfectly. Now it's like, I took Jennifer, my girlfriend, there to eat. Because it's like, because I'm a meat eater. She's vegan, right? And they have a vegan menu. And she loves it. But we tried to play the machines, and man, I tried to play Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition. They have that there, and Mortal Kombat 2. The arcade cabinets are so busted. It is horrible. Like, it made me pick E Honda, and I didn't even pick him.
Oh, don't you hate when you do that? Don't you hate when that happens? When you see an old school cabinet, and then the joystick is broke or some dumb shit, or
yeah.
You can't press up,
yes,
or like there's no roundhouse.
Oh, it's like you want to fix the machine for them. That's how bad. I moved right and it hit, and what happened is right make you go upright and it hits the roundhouse button. I was so mad the whole time I was there. Every time we played a game, like a game on the system, the machine, the cabinet was broke. The sticks was broke, the buttons was broke.
Yeah,
but anyways, please go to Stella's Lounge, support that place. I'm pretty sure they fixed the stuff by now.
Yeah.
There's not that many of those arcades out there, man. Even if it's classic, people go and support them.
This is crazy. I'm over here looking at this dude's, the Houdini Wikipedia page.
I was too.
It was,
he said something.
It was Grandmaster D.
D, yeah, Grandmaster D. DJ Drew Carter.
Yeah, my bad, homie. Oh, man, damn, that's fucked up. But, yo, so, Let's talk about games.
I was about to say, let's get to the games.
Let's get to the pushing buttons.
It just seemed like we both had two bad experiences.
Yeah.
At the video game place.
Definitely.
Oh.
5 minutes of funk. So, oh man. So, I've been just out of the box, man.
Yeah.
I just started getting back into GTA 5 today. I played like a couple hours of it. And I don't even think we got a chance to talk about it on here because
we never got to talk about it because that incident, you know, you had a little situation that happened and you was gone for a while. I tried to update the site with a bunch of news and then I got hit with orientation and stuff like that for the job. And I was like, yo, I can't update with news and stuff. And I'm like,
I know, yo, the same shit with me. Like, starting my new gig, it's like, you're not going to be on the internet. Like, it's not happening.
No.
Not at all. So, we'll just hope that the peoples carry the throne for now.
So, did Pass you ever play online with GTA?
I haven't. I haven't even tried. I mean, I saw all the problems and I just said, fuck it, I'll wait till they patch it. But it seems like they patched it twice.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I'm like one of the rare people that got into the world.
Oh, word.
And then it was crazy. You know, I got it on 360. And you heard about the 360 version, right?
Nah.
Well, the 360 version, if you have the older model, it overheats your system.
What? So my shit would have blown up.
Yeah, so I can't play the game as much as I want to. So they tell you know how they was like, don't put the thing, the play disc. You got two discs, you got to install this and the play disc.
Right.
So I put the play disc on a disc drive so I can play the game for at least 30 minutes to an hour.
So wait, even if you install the whole thing, you still should, it still overheat your shit?
Man, my stuff overheats.
Oh, fuck.
My system is like, it's almost dead. It's almost dead. You already know how I am with game systems and stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I do.
But I got into the world and I was like, I said I have footage of it, right?
Right.
And like, and I forgot that I just straight recorded into Instagram, you know, for my Instagram account to make everybody like, yo, I'm playing it, you know?
Right.
And the online world, like, everybody's like, yo, how did it work? How did you get it to work? I was like, it just worked for me. And like, man, it was like, and I started playing it and I was like, yo, I was more like, I'm hyped for, you played No More Heroes before, have you?
No More Heroes?
Yeah, for the Wii.
That's the one with Travis Touchdown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you know how that world is? There's a world, but it's really empty, there's nobody on the sidewalk or anything.
Right.
That's how GTA Online and GTA 5 is. I was like, yo, there's no people here. There's, you know, I see one or two people on the street, but what am I supposed to be doing? Oh, let me go do a mission. And then, like, the missions are like great missions. They're like, get here, get the drugs, drop the drugs off. Huh? That's it? Do a race. Okay.
So it's basically just like the actual game. It's like the story mode just online? I don't get it.
It's more like, yeah, it's like the story mode online, just online, but it's dry. It's like that sandwich without lubrication.
Oh, man. Wait, like, what? The sandwich without lubrication?
Like, man, I can't.
Wait, you said the sandwich without lubrication?
Yeah. Like, there's no condiments, no. The water you're eating
right, a dry ass sandwich.
A dry ass sandwich.
Oh man, that's not what's up.
It's like it has like you can go to the store, you can buy your clothes.
So it's basically not that great, is what you're saying.
Right. It's that thing that
it's fries without ketchup.
Yes, yes. It's like
you could eat it, but it's not.
It's like not, it's not fulfilling. Right. It's like yo, I can eat it to. That nourish myself, but it's not fulfilling. I felt like Game of Thrones. Like I was watching Game of Thrones for like the beginning. I was like, yo, I'm into it, but there's nothing that's at the beginning when the show first started. I was like, there's nothing that's really catching me. I don't know why I'm still watching it. That's how that game is. It's you're there and hoping that there's more. even though you know there's nothing more, you're still waiting for the more.
Right.
That refrigerator. He was like, yo, I'm telling you, there's something in here that I can make a sandwich out of and make this sandwich delicious. But I can't find the ingredients. That's how GTA Online is.
Right.
The game is fantastic. I love the game.
Man, that sucks.
I love the game. I really do love
it. So have you beat it yet?
No, I haven't. I have not. Because of the overheating.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See? Should have got it on PS3.
Man, I didn't want it on PlayStation.
See?
See?
Trying to be spiteful against Sony, and it backfired.
It wasn't that. I just wanted to play on 360. I have more friends on 360.
But the online sucks anyway.
Yeah.
That's the irony of it.
Irony.
Irony. Thief.
Yeah. I just felt like I don't know, man. I still have it. Like, I got it from Gamefly because I was during that rough period.
Right.
Got it. Not sending it back. Waiting for them little to it drops to buy it.
Nah, I mean, I hear that shit. Cause, like, honestly, I haven't even played it. Like, I might as well have waited till, like, this weekend to fucking buy it. Cause I haven't been playing it that much. I just been so burnt after getting home from work, man. I just haven't been feeling like playing anything.
So, are you enjoying the game from what you have played?
I think I'm, like, 4 hours in. Maybe 5 hours in. I'm at the part where you, like, I'm a little bit into getting Trevor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. Like, I like the game itself. It's pretty fun. Like, my only gripe with the game is the shooting. And maybe that's just my fault because, like, I feel like it's too easy. Like, it's all auto-lock. Like, whenever you click to zoom in, it locks on to people. And I feel like it's not fun. Like, it's not fun.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not as much fun as it could be if the shooting part, the third person cover shooting, had required any amount of skill, but it doesn't.
Like, when they say that you need to go to the gun store with, what's his name? And you can still shoot people. What's his name? Not Lamar. Not Slink.
Franklin.
They tell you to go to the shooting range with Franklin, and you're like, why should I? I can still shoot people perfectly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it's weird.
Still getting headshots with the sniper rifle. It's just shoot off.
But the controls are a lot better than GTA 4. Like, hands down, they definitely improved it. It feels more like
you can move. You don't feel like you're clumsy.
Right. There's still a little bit of clumsiness in the running animation. Like, going from running to any other motion is still awkward and you can't. It's still a little clunky.
Yeah, it's clunky, especially when you spin around.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to make a complete circle. And it's like, yo, why am I doing this?
Spinning and running is definitely.
Yeah.
But it's more like Red Dead than it is GTA 4, which is great. So, yeah, the controls are better. I think the shooting could have been a little bit more fun. It does have moments where it is fun, and maybe I just need to, like, remove the lock-on and all that stuff, if that's possible. But I'm enjoying it. I think the story has been pretty fun so far. There hasn't been a lot of monotony. And I've enjoyed the story. But at the same time, it hasn't been a game that I've been addicted to. Like, I haven't, like, got hooked to where I just want to play it all the time. And that happened when I was playing Sleeping Dogs. Like,
oh, Sleeping Dogs was amazing.
Yeah, I felt like so far I've been having more fun with that game than I have with GTA. Which doesn't seem like it makes any sense because GTA just has, it just seems like it's a higher quality product overall. But Sleeping Dogs, once I got into it, I was like, it was absurd, and I was having fun with it. The same
Man,
thing. Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Not good.
I was gonna say, yo, I played it and got the platinum trophy on that game. That's how much I was into that game.
Yeah, that game got really fun. Like, they found that good balance between realism and just whatever the fuck you want to do, like, yeah, going bonkers on people. And I think what also made Sleeping Dogs dope was that the combat got fun. Like, once you unlocked a certain amount of those moves in the dojo, the fact that it almost like was like Yakuza, whatever, where,
yeah,
but better, right? To where you could do like how in Batman, those Batman games, you could do the free flowing combat, and it was kind of fun to do that. And it mixed up the game where it wasn't just about shooting. I think that may be part of the advantage of a game like Sleeping Dogs that GTA could have learned from. I mean, I know they have the hand to hand combat, but I've never really used it, like, other than when you have to, so.
Yeah, I don't never use the hand-to-hand combat. I just go up and shoot you in the head.
Right.
Too much work.
And I think that was kind of what was cool about Sleeping Dogs. Is they, you know, then you have the little melee weapons. You hit them with the pipe and the shank and all that shit. So, I'm at this point, I've still enjoyed Sleeping Dogs more. And Saints Row the Third, definitely. That game, I had a lot of fun.
I haven't played that.
That game was fun. I think that game was even more fun than Sleeping Dogs.
I have Saints Row. I have it on my PC.
Yeah, you should play it. That game was fun. I haven't played the new one yet, and I haven't heard super great things about it, but I haven't heard bad things either. So,
Nor have I. But I'm waiting for that humble bundle pack for it.
Inevitable.
When that shows up, oh, $6? Here you go.
It's inevitable. Inevitable. But, so yeah, so there's that. I don't know. I think it's fun. I like the multi-character aspect of the story, and I did the first heist, and it was pretty cool. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, I've had some fun moments.
You know, one thing I really do like about Grand Theft Auto five over four. I still like four because it seems there's more people out in the street. It feels more of a real world because it's like there's people there, there's vendors, you can get food. Where you probably can do that on five, but I don't see it. You know, I see more animals.
Yeah, totally.
Moving around more than I see people walking around on the street.
In four, you could go in all these different stores and shit and buildings in general, and in five you really can't do any of that, like,
right?
Yeah, right. They limited that.
But I do feel like the thing that five has over four is the world. There's like there's you have a lot of places to go to, but since there's a lot of places, you still got a limit to what you can and can't do. You know, that's why you can't go to the stores like that.
Right, but trade-offs.
But you can still buy stuff.
Trade-offs. So, yeah. I think the game is worth full price, but
I do too.
I don't know. I don't necessarily consider it a game that you have to play right at this moment.
Yes.
You know? So, I don't know.
I can tell you another game that I'm not feeling that comes out this week.
What?
That I didn't, like, I thought it was awesome playing the demo, but I didn't think it, I think the end of the demo gave too much, and that was Beyond Two Souls.
What's that game about? Because I'm in the dark about it.
That's that game that's made by the people who created Heavy Rain.
Oh, Quantic Dream.
Yeah, they made it. I played the demo. That. Like, I helped Scat get the demo, and he played it. He recorded it. Did his, you know, I watched some of his video on that. Mm-hmm. Like, we played a game completely different.
Right.
But the thing is, like that demo, like, unless you're not, you don't care about spoilers, don't play the demo. Because when you peep the demo, at the end of the demo, they give you the trailer, and it was pretty easy to piece things together.
Oh, word.
Yeah, like, the trailer gave you the whole movie.
That sucks.
You know, one of those trailers. Like, yo, we don't even have to go to the movies. We already seen it all.
Well, you know how I feel about Quantic Dream, so.
And Heavy Rain. I like it. I really did enjoy it. The only problem, I have problems in the game. Like there's, like, you start off as a girl, the young girl who has the ability to who has an entity, right? Mm-hmm. Her entity, I forgot his name, but he's there, and you're supposed to, like, you can control him in the game, only at certain parts of the game. So, like, you know how Heavy Rain, we want you to do, like, swipe for your attacks and stuff? Like, I felt like on certain parts of the game that made me really frustrated that I lost that entity, because you're like a ghost, so you can't be, nobody see you. Like, I lost control of the camera because I'm the entity, because I don't have a solid focal point of that character, you know?
Mm.
So the camera will be off in left field.
Left field.
Yeah. I enjoy the story. I really enjoy the story. It was one of those stories, like, it was one of those things, like, hey, I'd rather watch somebody play it than play it.
Right. And that's, like, loosely a game. Like, is it really a game, even? It's like interactive entertainment.
Yes.
It's not really a game. There's no score. There's no... I don't know. What makes a game a game? That's a whole nother question. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I always say what makes a game, is you have to do mindless tasks just to receive a goal.
Mindless? Well, what if it's strategic and deliberate? Like, solving a puzzle.
Game, chess.
I'm saying solving a puzzle is like Portal. All of the things you do in Portal are very... You have to think it through and plan it out. So
that's
is
true.
Portal
that's
not
true.
A game? Portal is definitely a game.
I was just thinking about that like a few days ago. I was like, yo, man, you play Oblivion. I got to do a task for somebody. I play Halo. What am I doing? I'm doing a task for somebody.
True.
If I'm playing Chrono Trigger, I'm doing a task for somebody. Like, well, why am I doing these jobs for people? Why can't I just go around and just kill people? Grand Theft Auto, what are you doing? You're doing tasks for people.
You really are. So,
but it's still fun.
Yeah, it's still fun. I'm interested to see how GTA plays out. I heard the ending was kind of weak, but...
They say there's multiple endings.
Oh, is that what it is?
There's 5 different endings, I was told.
Oh, so some people are getting the whack endings.
Yeah, some people getting endings that they shouldn't even, like, I heard that you can end the game pretty early, too.
Oh, word?
Yeah, way before you're supposed to be done with the game.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I should make multiple saves, then.
That's what I always do in games.
Mm-hmm. Hear that, folks? Multiple saves.
I've been doing it ever since I got mad playing, I think it was Chrono Trigger. My cousin told me, he's like, you know you messed up. And I'm like, what do you mean? You got a chest when you wasn't supposed to.
Oh,
what?
No.
And then, ever since then, multiple saves. And this is back in the Super Nintendo days.
Right. Damn. So, I've been playing mostly Vita games. I've been playing the shit out of Spelunky, and I beat Killzone Mercenaries.
How was that game?
That game was dope as hell. Like,
oh, man, you know what? I have a funny story now. I have a funny story, too, since you said about the Vita.
What?
So you remember I was telling you about my Vita, and I want to send it in and everything, right?
Right.
You remember I was talking about that like a few weeks ago?
I do, clearly. I remember it like it was yesterday.
So what happened, like, I called Sony up. Because I was having all these troubles to get this thing. I finally get online, right? And they finally ask these questions. It's like, yo, what can we help with? I'm like, first off, you need to fix your fucking site. Your site sucks. And I told her, I'm cussing this woman out. And I told her about, I was like, yo, the protection plan. Find out, right? I find out that when I bought the protection plan, I received an email.
Mm-hmm.
To an email account that's linked up to my PlayStation account,
mm-hmm.
that I didn't have access to for so long, you know. So I was like, what? And then they told me, it's like, yo, we send you a confirmation email to make sure that this works out, that you bought this, so we can link it up to your system. And they're like, what? What do you mean there was a confirmation? You don't give me confirmation emails when I buy games. She's like, yeah, well, you don't have the protection plan, and we refunded your account. And I was like, wait a minute, you tell me you refunded my account because I didn't click a link for my protection plan? She's like, yeah. So I'm like calling her all types of liars and stuff. So I end up like, when I'm talking to her online, I was like, I checked that email account. It took a second to figure it out, the password. I get the password. I cut the PlayStation on, saying I had like $40 in my account. And then I see the email right there. Like, are you serious? And I checked my account and see $40 in my account. I was like, are you serious? And the woman is like, and then like, she was like, well, we can help you. You got to pay $130. I'm like, I'm not paying $130.
Right.
You could
buy a used Vita for that much.
Yeah. And then she was like, well, we can try to work something out. Give me a phone number. And mm-hmm. I was like, and I told her, I can give you a phone number, this and this and that. And then like, she was like, and I was like, yo, if you can't fix my system without me paying for it, I don't even know what's the point of me calling you You know, I say, I think it's pointless. So I tell her that, right?
Right.
And she's like, yo, I'm willing to help you work around some things so you get your system fixed. And I was like, you sure? So she says that. And I was like, yo, this is how, and I was like, yo, I was like, if you don't try to help me, I'm posting this whole message how grimy you guys are sounding right now on Twitter.
You threatened her. Why are you threatening the chick that's trying to help you?
Right, and I was like, I'm saying this woman, right? And I'm flipping out and everything. It's like, okay. So she calls me 5 minutes later, right? And I'm like, dog, I have $40 in my account. You know how many games I would have thought that Sony did something perfect.
So you had it in your Sony wallet or whatever.
Yeah, I had it in my Sony wallet. Didn't even know I have $40, you know, because you don't see it. It's not like how...
Right, it's in your wallet. Like, I found 13, 14 bucks in my wallet yesterday, and I bought EDF. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's not like the old way. Like, the old way shows you how much money you have right when you signed in. Since they changed the store, it looks, you know, it's like, yo, this is, you got to go into the checkout to find your wallet. See how much you have. So, you know, they call 5 minutes. I wait on the phone for 30 minutes. She's like, I'm going to transfer you. So I get on the phone. The guy was like, okay, when you bought your system? I bought it on this day. Oh, man, you couldn't even buy the protection plan. I was like, what do you mean I can't buy the protection plan? He's like, yeah, you bought it after the one year deal. I say, after 1 year of your manufacturing, you can't buy the protection plan. I was like, what? Where do you say that? Where does it say that at? He was like, you can check on the PlayStation store. So I had the PlayStation store already open on my PS3, right? And I'm looking, I was like, I can't find a PlayStation store. What the f-? You know, I'm cussing this dude out, like, going crazy and everything. And he's like, well, sir, you can pay $130. I'm like, I'm not paying $130. So I was like, I told the woman, if you can't get it for free, there's no point of me, you guys calling me. I've been on the phone for like an hour now. And then I was like, yo, I never had no service like this between Nintendo or Microsoft. It just seemed like you guys are giving me a hassle to run around. And then the guy said this. He told me this. He's like, well, did you have a PlayStation 3? I was like, yes, I do. That's how I'm checking the store right now. He's like, well, if you pay for the protection, I mean, you pay for the service, we'll give you a free game. I'm like, I don't want a free game. I want my damn Vita fix. So the guy was like, yo, well, you got to pay $130. I was like, well, one, I can't find your protection plan now because your store sucks. Two, your online website sucks. Three, there's no point of telling you. I told a woman, it's like, yo, what's the point of me calling? You calling me, this and that and that. We've been on the phone for like an hour. I've been talking to people for like 2 to 3 hours. I am getting fed up. I don't want no damn game from you guys. If I wanted the damn game, I would have bought the damn game being broke. I would have figured out a way to get the money. And right. He was like, well, we can do. And I was like, no, don't do nothing. What you need to do is get my system fixed. And he was like, let me go see what they can do. And then he was like, well, they said this and this and that. We can't really. I was like, look, I still have the messages right here. I'm going to read you back the messages what this woman said that she's going to do for me. If not, this thing is going on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I don't care what social media. I don't care if it's... My one voice isn't strong, but I'm telling you, when one person see that I had the problem, everybody's gonna see that you guys have a problem. He hits, he's like, give me 5 minutes. 5 minutes later, he comes back, he's like, yo, they're willing to give your stuff for free.
What?
So they fixed my stuff. I didn't have to pay for nothing. I told him, he's like, I was like, bet. I said, so that $40 in my wallet, can you just put it on my protection plan? He was like, I told him, he's like, you can take the $40 and put it onto the plan, because that's what I bought. And he was like, no, you just keep the $40 in your wallet. Buy wow. whatever you want with it.
So is your shit fixed now?
I'm waiting on it right now.
So you sent it in already?
I sent it in.
Wow.
I was on the phone. I was talking to Sony rep for 1 hour to 3 hours. Because on the old protection plan, what I remember, only reason why I bought that protection plan, it didn't say that you had to have a certain amount of time. It just says you have the accidental protection plan, which you had to buy 30 days from buying the system, and then add the regular protection plan.
Right.
There was no time frame. So I bought the regular.
Damn.
2 years. 2 year protection plan.
Well, at least you got your shit fixed for free.
Yep. I was like, I'm not paying that shit. And then I'll tell you, what's the funny thing about it? The guy said, since you say that email, you have you don't really use that email. Can you give me your new email? I was like, yeah, here's the new email. Well, you're gonna get this thing in a few minutes. So, because I had the old email address, the old email open on my computer, I got it sent to the old email, not the new email. I'm like, are you guys serious? We just got done over with this.
Damn.
So, yeah, I'm waiting for it.
Good. You're missing out on a lot of shit, but Killzone Mercenary is dope, man. Like, that game really does feel like a full FPS game, like first-person shooter. Like, it was fun. It's like you could play stealth. So basically there's 9 missions. Each stage is like an hour long, about an hour, and in the campaign mode at least. And you're a mercenary, and you have a task that you're getting paid to do. And as you try to complete that mission, you know, shit hits the fan, and then you get into these situations where it's not exactly what you thought it was going to be as a higher mercenary, and, you know, betrayal and all that shit. So you end up, I mean, I don't know if that's a spoiler, but you end up playing on both sides. Like, you end up playing on the ISA side, awesome. And you end up playing on the Hellgas side at the end of the day. So it's pretty cool, and it's not just a run-and-gun game, because, honestly, you get more points by being stealthy. So, like, taking covers, creeping up behind people, and executing them that way, you actually get more points than if you just run-and-gun in the whole stage. And actually, there's some parts where you're just outnumbered, and you have to kind of be sneaky and, like, use silencers. So you can buy all of the weapons that you have except a shotgun. You can buy a version of it with a silencer on it, so... Mm-hmm. Pistols, they have the semi-automatic SMG with the silencer. You can buy the sniper rifle with the silencer. So you can do parts of missions silenced or stealth. And then there are generals that are scattered in the levels. And if you creep up behind them and interrogate them, you get intel. And then you get, in order to get all the trophies, you have to get all the intel. And then that stuff unlocks story points, and it unlocks, like, you know, the kind of shit you could read and listen to, like, tapes offline, and kind of learn
That's
more about
cool.
what's going on. So, yeah, the game is dope. Like, in terms of, like, the fun variety of it, it's cool, and then multiplayer is pretty fun, too. So, I'm impressed, man. I think it's a dope-ass game, and I enjoyed every bit of it. And it's a shame that they didn't get a Call of Duty of that same quality, like, because that would have been the killer. Like, if they would have dropped a Call of Duty, like, with that kind of caliber quality, it would have been, you know, game over. But it's dope. I've been playing that, Dragon's Crown. I have one more of those.
You remember when we talked about this about Killzone? Like about a while back? Didn't it feel like the Hellgas was really the good guys?
The Hellgas kind of are the good guys.
Yeah, and you're playing on the bad group. The
Yeah. The Hellgas honestly are not the bad guys, because what happened with the story about that is that they were on the planet. They were basically people that were sent to the planet to work, and they look weird and lost their hair and all that shit because the planet had all this radiation on it. And the living conditions on the planet weren't good, and the Hellgas pretty much made a lot of money by mining their planet and being big merchants, and then eventually they decided they didn't want to be a part of the Union anymore, the Galactic Federation or whatever, ISA, right?
Yeah.
And the ISA was like, oh no, you can't do that, and then that's how the war started. It was basically because the Hellgas was like, yo, we want independence. You know, because you guys depend on us for, you know, of all the things that we contributed to the economy, and we don't need y'all, and we don't, you know, you guys took advantage of us and all that shit. So that's kind of the gist of it, of the war, you know, so it's kind of bugged out. But then I think what happened was that in the midst of the war, both sides did such big grimy shit that now you don't really even know who's, like, righteous, right? Like, so...
Mm-hmm.
The Hellgas was killing people, and then the ISA was killing people, and then it's like, now it's like everybody is guilty, you know, of just the war and death. So yeah, but yeah, I think you're right about that. Like, I think if you read some of the timeline of the whole conflict, the Hellgas weren't really the clear bad guys.
That's one thing that I like about Killzone. It's not all about the gameplay. It's that the more you pay attention to the story. Cause like, I'm not gonna lie, when Killzone 2 came out, and it was that big scene like when that guy died, I was like, why should I really care? And then I find out like, yo, that's the original hero.
Right.
It was bad, you know, cause nobody really, there was really no big promotion. And then you find out like, yo, when you're playing, like I was playing the PSP version, I was like, yo, these heroes that I'm playing, they're really grimy.
Yeah, like Rico is grimy as hell.
Yeah.
Rico was grimy as hell. He's supposed to be a good guy, but he was like stomping people out for no reason. Like
stomping people, cutting people, saying we need to do this.
Yep.
It's for the better cause. And I'm like, what? You know, I'm confused. So
but yeah, I think that's
what made me like the game more.
I think that's the fault of like Guerrilla and like the studio, because they didn't really play up the story in a way, or present the game with the story in a way that would make you like even know that shit was there, right? Like,
yeah,
they didn't really do a good job at telling the story in the games,
right?
So like they fucked
up. It felt like it was more focused on an alternative to a first person shooter.
Yeah, and they were so interested in the graphics that they didn't really care about it. Wasn't balanced.
Yeah, and what's crazy is, like, you know, most people don't realize that was the first person. That was, I think, the first first-person shooter on console that allowed running.
Was it really? Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, on the Killzone 1, you can run.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
See, you thought Call of Duty.
I never played Killzone 1.
Yeah, the game was really buggy. Really buggy.
So, yeah. We're playing that. Yo, did you get a chance to play Rayman Legends?
No, I didn't.
It's
I haven't.
Cool. It's cool.
I want it. You know I want it.
It's,
you
know, it looks phenomenal. Like, graphics wise, I was skeptical of the art style, but damn, man, it's for the better. Like, everything looks better. They have like they introduce new elements, but
well, I did play it. I played a demo on the Wii U before the Wii U was released.
Oh, when they released all those levels on Wii U.
I played it, the demo, and like I couldn't really get down because the monitor that the Nintendo used, it had smearing. I had the ghost effect, so I was getting sick.
Oh, that's not.
And like everybody was like, "I don't see it," and I'm like, "Yo, I see it."
Right.
And it's nasty.
That's not what's up. But they have like the Murphy levels, so basically it's separated into two, right? So you have the regular traditional Rayman like origin style levels where you just going from left to right, And then there's the Murphy levels where you basically are not controlling the main character. The character is just running from left to right. And then using the touchscreen, you have to clear the path for the person. So you have to drag the platform in place or cut That's a rope. Awesome. Cut a rope or and all that shit. And I was just, it's just okay. Like, to me, I don't really, like, I've never played one of those levels where I had a lot of fun, you know? It's always like,
the concept
all right.
is awesome.
It sounds awesome, but in action, it's not as fun as controlling your character, right? And jumping when you want to jump.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
It's kind of like how in Mario Galaxy, you could, the second player could,
shoot the coins.
Shoot the coins to help you out.
Yeah.
You're doing that you're doing that in the game. So the computer is just running left to right, and you gotta make sure they don't fall in the pit by moving the platform where they're gonna jump and cutting obstacles and shit like that. So it's okay, but there's a lot of those levels, man. It's like one out of every three levels is one of those. And then it's to the point where if you don't do them, you could skip them, but then you get to a point where you need the looms, or because you get looms for finishing the levels, you need mm-hmm. them to open up the next level. So you end up having to do it anyway.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah, you got to go through it. And it's like, to me at least, some people might like it, but I didn't find it. I found it the least enjoyable part. But there are some nice boss battles. They added more boss battles than the first game, which were the parts of the first game I like Origins. So there's more boss battles, and the platform is more inventive, and now there's a lot more characters to play as instead of like, I felt like before there was just either you were Rayman or Globot or a bunch of those little teensy guys with the
those now, teensy guys, nobody care.
Yeah. Now there's a little bit more variety in terms of who you could play as and stuff, so this is cool. It's cool. Definitely recommended, but those levels kind of turn me off to it a little bit. So I've been playing that too, and mostly on Vita because I've been like traveling a lot too, man. Like I've been going to New York like every other weekend. Like I'm going to New York this weekend coming. I was there last weekend, just because, you know, just to kind of visit my mom's and stuff, make sure she's alright, and all that shit with the family drama. So it's good that these games are portable, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I could take that shit with me. So I've been playing a lot of portable shit, put it that way.
Same here. I've been playing like, I was playing DC, the Scribblenauts, DC Unlimited.
Yeah.
That game is awesome. But it's the only bad thing about it is really, really short. It's really short. But the fact that you can have the Justice League versus the Legion of Doom, and it has so many background, so much background story. It's like, you don't know nothing about comics. Every character that you can make from the DC universe, they have a quick background of that character. And then they have a link where you can click on the link and it'll take you to the next character that person's linked up to, and it'll tell you all about it. But it's awesome. I love it. Is it worth the, I've been playing it like crazy. If it's worth the $40, it's not worth $40. It's more worth like $10.
Oh wow.
Yeah, cause it's so short. I've been playing. I'm like just like you on the portable games, because my time is really limited. So I've been playing that. I've been playing I can't think of the name of Ethren Odysseys. It's a portable game. I can't even pronounce the name right, but I played the demo, and it's an RPG game. So it's like what made me like it was like, if you ever play Wizardry, you do like missions for people. You have to make you make a custom class, and then you do missions for people. You know, you go to a bar and you're like, oh, can you do grab this for me? So, you know, you do these tasks, but what made me really think the game was awesome is that when you get in, you get into the dungeon area, you have to make your map. You make your map. So like if there's like an event that happened on there, you move the event, you put an E for event, you know. Or if you can, and if like say you gotta like crop something, you put like scissors right there for the crop. And then like later on in the game, like some people's like, yo, can you tell me where in like floor one where there's a crop area? Because I can't find it. So you just click it, you know, you click on your map, crop, you know what a crop area is. And it's like, oh, give me a few seconds, I'm gonna go check it out. They come back and say, oh, thanks for showing me. Here's a rare item. So it's pretty awesome, you know. It's the fact that you got to make your own map, so you feel like a dungeon master, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, you know, some games, you know, you know, like what made me really like the game was like, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I get the strategy guides and then you see the maps already created, so you know where the treasure chest is at, you know. Now you gotta, on this game, you have to explore the whole area so you can, like, oh, there's the place, you know. There's the treasure chest, you know. So, like, in online, since I looked online, I barely see anybody who took screenshots of the maps . So it made me, like, that demo made me want to, buy that game really bad. And I'm talking about, like, For a demo, an RPG game, and it's a demo, I spent at least 7 hours onto it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, most RPG games, you know, they're like, your demo, you only get like 2 to 3 hours. You're like, oh, if you're lucky to get, you get one mission and you're done. Like, I did a mission, I was like, oh, this is over. It's like, oh, you get another mission. And then what's awesome about that game, everything I do on a demo carries over to the real game.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so all my class, everybody that levels up, like they cap your level at 10, and it's not one of those RPG games where you level up like crazy. You have to grind. So it's like my little, like I got it from Gamefly. It should be here in a few days. So it's my before I go to sleep game.
Let me ask you a question. Have you played King of Fighters, the PC version, the Steam version?
No, I haven't. It was on sale, and I decided not to buy it.
Shit, it was on sale for how much?
I think it was like $13.
What?
Yep.
What the fuck, dude? I would... Oh, fuck.
That was on sale, and Street Fighter Cross Tekken was on sale for like $13 for all the DLC.
Oh, fuck that one. Fuck though, man. I would have bought that shit.
Yeah.
Maybe I would have bought it.
It's just like, you know, it's King of Fighters, and like I heard that people have problems. It's like people are having more problems with that than they have with the console version.
Oh, word? Like in terms of what?
Like, you know, like they said online is better, but you know that rule. If we make this better, we have to give up something over here.
Oh, so you're saying they fixed the online, but then now other game problems exist?
Yeah, there's other problems in the game.
Like what?
I forgot what it was. It was like one of those things that made me, like, I was on my Steam account, and they seen it. And I closed the account so I can be on here talking. But it wasn't like like a big list of things. It was just like, it's like, yo, I got it on 360. I got it on a PS3, you're like, yo, I can't really play fighting games because my daughter,
right,
will wake up. I don't have silent buttons.
Oh, you got to use the headphones though, son. But then you got to hear her too.
You got to hear her, and then I don't want to be pushing a button like, come on, and hit the button one little bit too hard, and she wakes up like, oh, why?
Right, why? Now she's gonna be up forever.
Yeah.
True. I was curious about if that was any good. Yeah. That and Skullgirls. What's up with that game?
Man, I haven't played Skullgirls in forever.
You went kind of hard, though, when you was playing it.
Dog, that was my game. Like, but I have noticed, like, whenever I check on Skullgirls, like, for the PC version, they, oh man, they're just like, you know how I was telling you, like, if you had to pick between PS3 or 360, go PlayStation. Now it's like, yo, don't even play neither one. You got to play on PC because they can constantly update it. Like, every time I get on that game, every day is a new update that makes the game way better, way smoother. Like they have it set up where instead of, like, you can scroll through the world, like, the backgrounds, right? Like, the levels. Mm-hmm. But now, instead of, if you know what level you want, you just push what buttons to make the level. So, like, say you can hit hard punch, light kick, and medium punch, you can do that, and it'll give you straight to that level. They have shortcuts for levels on a menu screen, on the character select screen. So, like, and it's like, you know, that's something simple. Like, it's like, wow, you know, like, that's not, it's not, like, amazing, but sometimes you're like, yo, I just want to go straight to this level. I don't want to, it's in the middle of the map. I don't know. If I go right, will it be quicker? If I go left, will it be quicker? You're right there. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just amazing. It's like, I love the game. They're in, like, Big Band is almost complete from what I read. That's the first male character in the game. And he has a parry system, like Third Strike. So, you know, I'm just like, I've been out the loop of fighting games. I've really been out of the loop. Big time.
Life but, shit.
Yeah, real life shit. But that's why I've been playing portable games. And I've been loving it.
So, you playing mostly 3DS? What's on that?
Right now, I have the Scribblenauts. I've been playing the Scribblenauts like crazy. I've playing that demo, Etrian Odyssey, which will be here like any day from now. And I've been playing, I just started playing Rune Factory 4. And it's an RPG game. It's your typical JRPG. Little cliche. I've been like I want to play it, but I'm like, yo, I don't want to play it because they gave me that game instead of Etrian. And then it was like, oh yeah, we'll give you Etrian right now. I'm like, oh, you sick bastards. You know how Gamefly is.
Right.
Like, one game ahead of it, and it's like, and it's available now. They're like, oh, we'll just go underneath that game and give you that game.
You know what the worst is, though? Getting sent two versions of the same game.
Oh,
like, once to. I had the 360 version and the PS3 version in my queue, and they sent both. Like,
oh, fuck. I know it. I know. I never had that happen, but I always put both versions of the game.
So you can get one of them. Get
one of them. Just in case you don't get it.
Right. That shit sucks.
Especially when you have openings for them to send out those games. And I'm like, please don't give me both.
Man. I'm trying to think. What else? That's all I've been playing. 3DS.
I love my 3DS. I'm loving every second of it. Because I stay by people now. Like, it was crazy. Where I used to live at, it was like a rich, it was like upper class, upper middle class, right? And it seemed like everybody in that area should have a 3DS, you know? It was one of those areas. And like, you know, like they have that spot pass where you walk past people and then you collect their information.
Mm-hmm.
I barely catch anybody. I live in the hood now, like the outskirts of the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like everybody have a 3DS. It's like I'll go to the store and come home and I'll catch like 6 to 10 people.
Get out of here on Street Pass?
Yeah. And I'm like, yo, I need to get my puzzles, you know, I get my puzzle pieces like that. But when I stayed in that area where I used to stay at, I was like, yo, nobody has a 3DS. Everybody have Vitas.
I'm not even gonna front though. Vita, that near shit is useless. Like,
it is. It is useless.
It's just a waste of fucking time.
I wish that near had the same features that the 3DS had. With the, you meet somebody in that area, you have the, you get information like on the 3DS, you can use them to play, like the people you meet to play games.
Right.
The 3DS cheesy games, and I enjoy them. I enjoy it. Nier is a waste of time, though.
It is a waste of time. Sad to say it, but it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
So let's see, what else is coming up? What games are about to come out?
I was about to make that list this week. Like, I did it 2 weeks ago. I made a list of games that's supposed to come out. And I thought that was like, you know how many times I always say, yo, I'm gonna put this list up of games that need to come out, that's gonna come out. And I finally did it. Now this week, I know Beyond Two Souls and Pokemon comes out this week. Pokemon
X and Y.
So also, everybody's going crazy.
Assassin's Creed Black Flag comes out in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it comes out at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. Battlefield 4 also.
The beta's up for Battlefield 4.
I know.
For PlayStation and 360 and PC.
Is it? How do you get in on it though?
The open Battlefield 4 beta for the PlayStation 3, I'm on their website right now, can now be accessed through PlayStation Store. You gotta enter Battlefield 4 and select the beta.
I don't wanna play it on some bullshit old school console. I'm gonna play Battlefield 4 on a PS4 or...
PC?
PC.
You gotta get the Origin. You gotta have Origin.
I do. I have Origin account, but my computer could... I mean, I could run Battlefield 3... decent, you know?
Yeah.
I know Battlefield 4 ain't gonna run right on my system. I just know it.
Okay. Oh my gosh. What they recommend? Oh, wow. Okay, this is what they recommend for Battlefield 4. AMD 6-core PC or shit. Intel quad-core PC. 8 gigs of memory. AMD Radeon HD 780 70, or the GeForce GTX 660, a graphics memory of 3 gigabytes. Oh my god.
Damn.
I really just wait for the system.
That's what I'm saying. Let's see what the...
That is ridiculous.
I should look on Amazon, they would have it.
Oh,
I have a quad core. I don't have a six.
I got a quad core too. I don't have a 6-core.
That's like an i7.
All right.
Hold on. Let's see what specs.
You're going to look like, no, man, I'm not getting that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even want to play myself. Like, what's the point? What's the point in trying to play myself?
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm not playing myself. I'll buy the PC version.
Right.
If I get a new computer. That's not going to happen until next year, obviously. Until after this PS4 shit dies down. Because it's already looking like it's going to be an expensive-ass November.
I know. We're looking. I'm trying my best to stay. I'm trying. It's like, yo, all this good stuff. Yeah. Keep fighting it.
I know, man. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 Ultimate. That shit is dropping in price like a motherfucker. Yeah, man. So let's just take a quick break and then come back and we can wrap up the show.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. the rap. Hip hop, hip hop. The rap. Hip hop, hip hop.
That nigga ass right now. Ain't no but none of them niggas can't fuck. What? Nigga, you could never fuck me, my nigga. I'll fuck you up right now. What? 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 Fuck. Bust your motherfucking ass, boy. Ain't no motherfucking joke. Know who you talk to? Old dirty bastard. You know what I'm saying? I'll fuck you up right now. Yeah. What? What? What?
That nigga dirty. Fuck
I'm the one man army ace on. I never been tucking out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop signs like Crosby dropping babies. Enough to make a nigga go crazy. In the G building, taking all types of medicines. Your ass thought you were better than a son. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more shit. Enough to make you break and shake your ass as I create. Rhyme good as the tasty cake makes. This style I'm mastered in. Niggas catching headaches, what, what? You need aspirin? This type of pain you couldn't even kill with Midol. Fuck around, get sprayed with Lysol in your face like the can of mace, baby. Isn't burning with fucking how you're learning how. I don't even like your motherfucking profile. Give me my fucking shit. Wow, that's seen and heard. No one knows, you forget. Niggas be quiet as cat. Now you know nothing before you do a whole fucking lot. Your ass don't wanna get.
Never stalling, hit the skins better shelter. Love to tap her on the shoulder, roll her over, then I belt her. Leave a bite when the joint is tight. Lovely when it's loose, produce the proper juice. Plus I never hump a juice. Give me the head on the waterbed. Play you like a brokehead. Slide the flavors on the sled. Listen to what he said. Come and lie on the bear skin. Notice how the fur make him grin. Cover the checks and then I go cash him in. Hold the zipper, unlock and grab the whole bag of treats. Hear the hooker slam the butcher with the biggest stack of meats. Take two hands to hold it, flip it out and unroll it. If you spot a brother larger than the next man, stole it. Uchi Koo now, you know the mecca on the bang bang. Begging a pardon as I knock a new skin spank bang. CL, kicking flavors with the grand poobah. Speaking on the winds, I'm about to hit the skins.
Oh yeah, A-Ball and MJG in the motherfucking house. And we came here today to talk to you about this thing called pimping. It has been misunderstood over the years. So now, we have come to set the record straight. Niggas don't do this shit right. It takes a special kind of nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It takes a nigga that's hard from the start. You gotta have heart to meet a bitch. Smack her down, then rip her apart. It's all in the game. A nigga can't change. If you don't break a bitch, then your game is lame, man. See, I'm from Tennessee with curls and gold teeth. So everywhere I go, bitches strike up conversations with me about the way I talk, about about how my goatee looks so fresh. See how I bait a man soon as a nigga speak. That deep voice just make a bitch knees weak. I'm in my Cadillac, chilling like a Fat Mac, smoking on a fat sack, drinking on a pan of yak. I pick up my car phone, call the freak beat. It's my nigga baby mama, but sometimes I creep. That's just the way it is. Niggas have to take a chance when you ain't around. Anybody could be in that ass. But I'm just a young nigga trying to make a dollar. And the way I live, to some it's hard to swallow. See, living down south ain't what you think it'd be. 9 times out of 10, niggas like me.
All right.
Small yeah. Break.
Taking you back and forth. Oh, man. Sometimes playing a DJ could be so therapeutic. Just lining up a bunch of tracks. It's funny shit. I've been meaning to listen to that Drake album, but I just can't seem to bring myself to do it.
I haven't even touched it. I haven't touched none of his stuff.
I know, man. It's like I keep hearing people saying, "Yo, it's dope. Yo, it's dope." But I just can't get into it, man. I feel like all his shit sounds the same. Like
it's more of a people pushed him down before he even had a chance to stand up.
What do you mean?
Like he really never had the chance that you know the. He never really got that step that he deserved. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when people was like, "Oh, he sound like what's his name? Why are we giving him a chance?" You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he went through. That's what he's going through right now. People still support him, but it just he don't give him the high five he should. Oh my goodness! And I got that. Yeah, 1 second, bro. All
right. Mini Talon is up. Micro Talon. Nano Talon. Nano Talon. Well.
Listen to, walk that hoe. Don't trust her with none of your dough. Never let a bitch.
That's not appropriate at all. Well, shit. We could wrap up the show. I was thinking, unless there's any news, we could wrap the show up.
And we're back.
I just said Micro Talon is up.
Yep.
Nano Talon.
She is up looking at me like...
Nano.
Usually that's why I was like, yeah, I want to do podcasts. And usually it's the time when she's trying to do something. Now she's up and just looking at me like, hey.
I don't know.
She has her own PlayStation controller, so she's happy.
Oh, word. Hope it's clean, because, you know, it's going to get chewed on.
She is always slobbery.
Unless there's news, I mean, we could wrap the show up.
I'm cool with wrapping the show up. Only news I can think of is that I just seen some news. I think I forgot what I was going to say. Usually, it's the weekend. And if we don't post it or talk about it during the week, then you know how Sunday is. Nothing's up besides. Yeah. Oh, Tom Clancy passed away.
Oh yeah, that dude did pass away.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not gonna lie to you. I always thought Tom Clancy wasn't real. You know, I thought he was. I thought he passed away a long time ago, and I thought they just used his name on things.
I think it got to that point where they were just using his name on shit, but I know he was getting paid.
Yeah. But yeah, that hit the world pretty hard because that man was, he had an imagination that was like really like far-fetched. He felt like, you know, like when I was a kid, I read 1984, the George Oswald story, you know, the George Oswald. You know,
Orwell.
By George Oswell, and I thought that was pretty awesome. And then I played, I'm like, not a big fan of his games, but I felt that his games was George Osborne, you know, like 1984, like there's right. always some conspiracy that need to get fixed. And I loved his games. I loved them, but I never played them because I didn't want to get too stuck into the games, you know, where like, because I used to watch my brother, my friend's brother, and he would just be in there all day. He's like, you want to do something? No. It's a new Splinter Cell, and that's all he did.
Yes, Tom Clancy, Ghost Recon, Splinter Cell. Yes. Those are mostly Ubisoft games, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I got into any of them.
Yeah, I really didn't. I liked them, but I was like, yo, I need this. I never really got into it like that. Also, Ikaruga's coming to PC. I'm willing to buy that.
I'm willing to buy that, too. Seeing as how I don't have a 360 anymore.
River City Ransom. You heard about the Kickstarter, River City Ransom.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, man. The guy who created the series is on board.
That is exactly what they needed.
Yes, and they reached their goal, and they just reached their goal. Looked at it. I'm looking at it right now. 71 hours left. Their pledge of goals was 180,000, and they have $180,342.
That's not for portable versions, too, though, right?
No, it's not. It's like, I want the game, like, because of financial reasons. I couldn't pledge. It was one of those games I wanted to pledge, and oh, they had, okay, like, if they would have made 280K, it would have been the Vita version. They would have been the Vita version.
Damn.
320K would have been a 3DS version.
All of y'all cheap bitches.
And still, it's 25 years since the story. They're following the story for the not the official series, but the River City Ransom series. So it's Alex, Ryan and Alex, not, what's his name? The original names.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, that's a whole story. Like, what is it? Crashing the Boys, Super Spike Volleyball. You know, that's their games,
damn.
You know?
They would need extra 100,000 to make.
In 71 hours.
Yeah.
In 3 days.
It's definitely not going to happen.
Never know, man. You see what happened with, what's his name?
What?
With Mighty Number 9. They made the 4 million.
Dude, they did. They made 4 million. They only asked for 700,000 or 900,000.
Yeah. Right. And
they blew that shit out the water.
I'm not a big, I'm like, okay. I never really liked Mega Man. I liked Mega Man. I wasn't a big Mega Man fan because I felt it was too hard.
Yeah, Mega Man is hard as fuck. I'm playing Mega Man 2, and I'm stuck in Wily's Castle. That shit is hard as fuck.
But Mega Man X, because I was older, I was way older, and I understand. I had a better concept of the game. Like, and I was like, yo, I loved it, and it looks like
those games were easier too.
Yeah, they were. They were. They were a whole
Let's
lot
not
easier.
Forget X. The X series is easier.
Yeah, compared to Mega Man, it was way easier. So No. It was easier until it came onto the PSP. That PSP version was ridiculous.
Maverick Hunter X?
Yes. It's like they upped the difficulty like crazy.
Yeah, they did. Still not as hard as Mega Man 2 and Mega Man 1,
oh,
though.
Man. Mega Man 1 is ridiculous.
And it's like, you gotta do the whole stage over.
Any other Mega Mans.
You die, you gotta do the whole stage over for the most part.
Yeah. There was no spot where you got halfway through.
Yeah,
you know, that was like one of the first games that had checkpoints.
What?
Mega Man.
How? What? Checkpoints only if you get really far in the stage,
right,
though.
Before you fight like the mini, like the sub-boss.
Yeah.
And you like, and sometimes it wasn't even the sub-boss. You had to get to the boss to get to the checkpoint.
Right.
That stuff was ridiculous. Like, I was breaking stuff down to a group of people about, they were talking about newer games versus harder games being harder, and I was trying to tell them, like, they both have their time and difficulty, because, like, when you're a kid, it was hard at the beginning of certain games, but the more you played it, the more you understand the pattern of things, you know, and it got easier. But like, and like now, if you know, like people's like, yo, I spent this money and I got the checkpoint, you know, I got all the characters unlocked. I didn't have to do none of this hard stuff. It was just, I don't know how I'm gonna explain it. It's just like, I felt like they both have their time periods of hardness. Some games was way harder than others, because if you watched me like that stream when I was playing, I forgot the name of that game, but I was cussing a storm left and right. One of my friends suggested it, and it was so hard because I didn't know how to play it. But the more I played it, the more I started understanding the game more and more. You know, like if we go back, I'm telling you, if we go back and play Mega Man, after a while we're like, oh. We see the pattern, you know, like people who do speed runs.
Right.
But yeah.
Mega Man's, it's all patterns.
Yeah.
You gotta know patterns. That's all it is, really.
Besides that, I don't see any real news.
Yeah, Mighty Number 9 killed it. This shit.
Oh yeah. I can tell you. The ES, Electronic Arts, Sports. My cousin's gonna get some cool bucks because of the college thing. Cause they never paid the people.
Oh yeah. That is news. So they basically are not licensing NCAA games anymore, right?
Yes. And my cousin was in one of the 2005 for Temple, and I was like, it was crazy cause, like, it looked exactly like him.
Right.
The number, he had the same exact number. He had the cornrows. They mold his character to look like my cousin. The one that was, that had kidney failure.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the only thing different is that they had it registered from Philadelphia, but not from Indiana. Like he's from Pennsylvania. I was like, no, he's from Indiana. So whenever I played the game, I always switched his stats to Indiana, to our hometown. But yeah, he's getting, I told him, I was like, you're gonna get paid, and he was like, okay, and I was like, not everybody's gonna, they gotta pay like 100,000 people, they gotta split up 40 mil, and I think they should pay him way more, because they was making money off of those people for years.
It's messed up.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I've always felt like the college situation is exploitation, because they can't accept any gifts. They can't accept any payment for playing basketball or football. And then the schools make all this money off of them. Like,
yep.
It's fucked up, dude. It's like the most they could get is a scholarship to play, to go to school for free.
Yeah.
But they ain't learning shit because they fucking playing.
Yep.
So it's like at the end of the day, they're really getting exploited because the schools are making all this money off of them. All of the licensing from the team. And they can't get broke off from that? That shit is whack. So imagine all of the players that don't ever get drafted but still play in college sports, man. They get taken advantage of. Shit's messed up. Because most players don't get drafted. Like, people think you guarantee because you've been... Right.
Only draft... there's 27 teams?
Mm-hmm.
28 teams? And they only draft 2 rounds.
That's what I'm saying. Most people don't even get drafted. It's like... you spend a lot of time preparing for something that doesn't happen. It's messed up, dude. Uh-oh, Minnie Talon. She's like, yeah, it's messed up.
You hear the wildness.
Yup. Chip off the old block.
Yeah, I'm just like daddy.
So, all right, man. Well, let's wrap it up. We
all right.
On that note.
Want to tell him go bye byes, honey? Want to tell him go bye byes? She's looking like no.
Well, that's the Gamebangs podcast. Check us out on iTunes, on BrooklynKing.com. And we are out. Peace.
Peace. Yeah.
about that time to get paid. Get laid. Cool in the shade. Drink a little bit of lemonade. Let me tell you what I want. Yo, I wanted this to be special, something more than any other feeling that you felt before. Pushing through the doors, I see girls having a good time. I might say a rhyme, old school, new school, no school rule. But other than that, everything is cool. I see guys and girls dancing, doing the new dances. That's a hit while I'm over here romancing. You ain't shit, it's no need to curse. Ask me who she is and let me tell you first. Slow down, be cool, and don't act ill. I came to have a good time, party and chill with you. And don't worry, sweetheart, I'm still with you. And after we leave, we will continue with our plans. My plans are made to be broken, smoking. I'm not joking. Try to diss me and I'll give you a token. Cause I'm the type of brother that can't be stopped. And no matter what, I'm gonna
rise under the
cold. While my mind say,
we're the Get Fresh crew.
Yeah.
Now the music is bumping, good atmosphere. Tribble and Barry, they must have beat me here. There, in the booth, which is all soundproof, playing dope jams to rock the youth. But the MC on the mic shouted out, we got the Get Fresh crew stars in the house. And as the crowd started breaking, I didn't reply, cause the only stars I know was in the sky. So we continue through the venue, didn't pretend to be nothing but Doug E. As a brother extended out his hand to me and asked me, would I rock the microphone? I just gave him a pound and I said, shalom. Sharp as a harp played by a musician. My body tone is like a throne. When Calvin Klein, Obsession, Cologne, etc., etc., in a cashmere sweater, I'm in a Cherokee, Chills in an Audi, and Barry B is riding with me. You see, we're the type of brothers that can't be stopped, and no matter what, we're gonna
keep rising
to the top. While my mind say, the beat drop, pump it up, yeah, you know why, cause we're the Get Fresh crew, cause we're the Get Fresh crew, cause we're the Get Fresh crew, cause we're the Get Fresh crew.